All right, the president has just arrived in London for a visit with Theresa May, the prime minister there, also the queen on the agenda, just leaving NATO. Let's talk about that and then his upcoming trip to go visit with Putin in Russia. Right now, joining us on the Newsmaker line, Vice President of SBG, Dan Hoffman, who's a retired CIA senior officer, served as chief of Middle East operations. Dan, good to talk to you again. Let's start with NATO here. NATO actually has played a big role in helping us combat terrorism in the Middle East, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, NATO greatly expanded its role after the collapse of the Soviet Union and has deployed to Iraq for training missions and combat missions, invoked Article 5 for the first and thus far only time in defense of the United States after we were attacked on 9/11. NATO has a significant commitment worldwide, very prominently in the former Yugoslavia for peace missions and security missions. It's arguably needed now as much as ever to counter and deter against Russian threats, which are growing by the day.
In your opinion, Daniel, did the president harm our relationship with NATO, or did he just simply go, hey, look, guys, you got to pay more, and everybody's okay with that?
I'd probably leave that one to the political pundits, you know, to,
sure.
to determine after the fact. I think there's certainly, a real swirl around NATO right now. The president really made this a singular issue. And there is no question NATO members should be paying 2%. We all agree on that. Given the massive number of threats to which NATO members are subjected, I think the question is more about the way the president went about it. And I guess I'd leave that to others to determine whether it works or not. We'll see down the road. There's clearly been a lot of tension between the United States and Germany and other members as well.
Now, today he's in Britain meeting with the Queen and with Prime Minister Theresa May. What would you like to hear him discuss with Theresa May? What do we need to talk about with the UK?
Well, I think, you know, throughout our history, starting with the Second World War, both nations have really committed to this special relationship. And it's one where we collaborate economically and obviously strategically. We've got a very special relationship in the intelligence community with which I'm most familiar. And, you know, Great Britain has been under siege a bit from Russia. There was the attempted poisoning of Sergei Skripal and his daughter, and then follow-on poisoning to two other individuals, one of whom was killed as a result just recently. And I think that might be one issue we talk about. I think Russia really has to be a key area, and I would hope that they would discuss steadfast support for Ukraine, for the Baltic states, and for NATO's mission to counter Russia's aggression.
So what should be topic number one when Trump sits down with Putin here in just a few days?
Well, there's a myriad of topics to discuss, and I think first the one that I would say really doesn't have a whole lot of chance of success, and that's Syria. If anything, we might look at some limited agreement there whereby we continue to target ISIS, and maybe we talk about ensuring that Syria doesn't become a battlefield for a larger Iran and Israel war. But the Russians have been acting there with great duplicity. They violated the 2015 Vienna Accords on Syria. They've been propping up Assad and enabling him essentially to commit crimes against humanity. So I just don't see that our interests coincide there, especially with Russia's ally, Iran. The other issues, certainly North Korea, the Russians would like to see us reduce, if not eliminate, our military exercises and eliminate the U.S. military presence in the Korean Peninsula writ large. Obviously, we're not going to do that, but we need to press Russia to continue the sanctions. You may recall that Foreign Minister Lavrov met recently with Kim Jong-un and talked about ratcheting down the sanctions before denuclearization. So we need to pressure the Russians on that. But the one issue I think I'm kind of looking for is arms control. It's traditionally been something we've talked about when our relations have been most contentious during the Reagan years, for example. The START Treaty is due to expire in February 2021, I think we need to talk about extending it. And there are traditional issues like counterterrorism, counterproliferation, and working together against organized crime.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Dan. Dan Hoffman is a retired CIA senior officer who served as chief of Middle East operations, and he's vice president of SPG.